live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's just gone 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, post-Brexit talks could yet go beyond Sunday's deadline, according to Germany's foreign minister. And the Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the prevailing mood in Brussels at the moment, however, is there won't be a deal. The government is insisting that the rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine will be done in a safe and effective manner. Promises from officials this afternoon there will be no cutting of corners. A further 12 coronavirus-related deaths in Northern Ireland, 538 new cases confirmed today. It comes as the circuit breaker lockdown ended at midnight last night. Meanwhile, high figures in North Innishowen are a major problem for a councillor. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we'll begin with Brexit, and post-Brexit talks could yet go beyond Sunday's deadline. That's according to Germany's foreign minister. Heiko Maas says the process won't fail because a few more days are needed. It comes as the British Prime Minister warns it's very, very likely there'll be no agreement because the UK and EU are still arguing over competition rules and fishing rights. Speaking after the European Council summit, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the prevailing mood in Brussels is that there won't be a deal.
Both teams are back negotiating, but generally speaking, people have recognised the enormous challenges that remain now in terms of pulling off a deal. Suffice to say that people feel and believe across the member states that this is going to be a very challenging task. That's the prevailing mood right now. But that said, similar comments were made over a year ago in respect of the withdrawal treaty and the protocol. It remains to be seen. I mean, negotiations are still ongoing, and I think the implications are very serious for all concerned in the event of a no deal.
And that was the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking there. The government insists the rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine will be done in a safe and effective manner. The Taoiseach received the report of the High-Level Vaccine Task Force, and its recommendations will be considered over the weekend and then discussed by Cabinet on Tuesday. GPs, nurses and pharmacists will have a role. A communications campaign will be set up to encourage uptake, and some people will be asked to self-register to be vaccinated. But at a press conference today, government official Elizabeth Canavan pledged that there will be no cutting of corners.
We want to assure people that the approval processes to ensure these vaccines are safe are thorough and rigorous. No shortcuts are being taken. Government will only permit the rollout of a vaccine if it meets the required standards of safety and effectiveness.
Well, there have been a further 12 coronavirus-related deaths in Northern Ireland, 538 new cases confirmed this afternoon there. It brings the total number of deaths to 1,111 and more than 57,000 positive cases since the pandemic began. Well, last night at midnight, the second circuit breaker ended. That means non-essential shops, restaurants and hairdressers have now reopened. Following that relaxation, gyms and beauty salons are also open with restrictions. Households, however, still aren't allowed mix indoors in people's homes. In line with the rest of the UK, those measures will be partially eased for 5 days on December 23rd. But today, First Minister Arlene Foster urged people to stick to the rules.
Safety is paramount. The easing of the restrictions does not mean that there is any easing of the need for each person to follow the public health guidelines.
Major concerns continue in Donegal, with very high rates in some areas, North Innishowen in particular. And one local councillor has described the incidence rate in that area as spiralling out of control. The latest 14-day incidence rate in North Innishowen is over 6 times the national average. In the 2-week period that ended on Monday, the country's rate was 80 cases per 100,000 people. In North Innishowen, the rate's almost 519, with the rolling 2-week case figure of 88. Compared to 46 over the previous period. Local councillor Martin McDermott is urging people to double down on their efforts.
We don't want to be in a position that people can't see their loved ones over Christmas. So I would be emphasising to please try as much as we can to, you know, keep our contact to a minimum, and that a non-essential things shouldn't and hopefully won't be happening over the next few weeks. I think that, you know, the likes of the dancing classes and the you know, even some of the sports, I think people should take a serious look at clubs and organisations at the minute to you know, stop all those things to after Christmas and see where we are then, because I think that at the minute things are spiraling out of control.
As a councillor, you've obviously been in touch regularly with people. What is the feeling like on the ground in North Inishowen at the minute?
Well, people are very nervous at the minute. I think the time of the year is one of the things that's making them nervous. And, you know, we do know that there's a number of schools where there's been instances of COVID as well, and people are keeping their children away from school and not sending their children to school for the simple fear of not being able to be with their loved ones at Christmas, let it be a close contact. And I mean, people can be a close contact very, very simply, and this virus has spread very, very simply and very, very quickly. So people are very nervous and very fearful at the minute. And, you know, I think maybe, you know, that the government as well, maybe at this particular moment of time, maybe should take a look at some of those things and see how can we stop that spread for Christmas.
Well, that was Councillor Martin McDermott there speaking to Catherine Gaffney from North Inishowen, which had the highest in Donegal and indeed the highest incidence rate in the country. The second highest incidence rate, both in the county and the country, was in Letterkenny, with a rate of 322 cases per 100,000 people, 96 cases in general. Again, that's a slight increase on the previous figure. Other areas in Donegal have reported decreases. With an overall look at the situation in the county, here's Tom Douglas.
South Inishowen has seen a drop in its rate, going from 250.4 to 222 per 100,000, and reported a case figure of 51 compared with 56 in the previous data. Milford had a case figure of 24 and a rate of 174 compared with 254 in the previous two-week period. Lifford Stranorlar saw a drop as well, going from 224 to 200.9 in the latest data, with a case number of 52. Donegal had an incidence rate of 67.9 and a case number of 18 compared with 90.6 in the previous data, while Glenties had a case figure of 15 and an incidence rate of 62.7 compared with 117 in the previous period.
Other news, and 532 motorists have been found to be breaking the speed limit on National Slow Down Day. Gardaí have checked over 111,000 vehicles since 7 o'clock this morning. One motorist was found to be doing 137 kilometres an hour in a 100 kilometre zone on the N7 at Browns Barn in Dublin. Two vehicles were detected driving at 132 kilometres per hour in 100 kilometre zones, one on the N4 at Clongowney in Mullingar, Westmeath, the other on the N18 Clonmony North in Bunratty, County Clare. Among the detections reported this afternoon was a car doing 125 kilometres an hour in a 100 zone on the R238 at Ellabeg Burnfoot in Donegal. National Slowdown Day began at 7 this morning. It runs for 24 hours, finishing at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Trade unions say a new pay deal for public servants will benefit those on lower incomes. Unions and employers agreed proposals for the new public service pay agreement early this morning. They include 2 1% pay increases over 2 years and a return to 2013 overtime and premium payments rates. The package also includes steps to address pay inequality for teachers. The chair of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions Public Services Committee, Kevin Callanan, says it's weighted toward lower paid public servants.
On each of the general increases, there's a minimum annual payment of €500. That, for instance, means that somebody on €25,000 per annum will get twice as much as somebody on €50,000 per annum.
The former Donegal Creameries plant in Letterkenny has been sold. Local real estate agents DNG Boyce Gallagher have confirmed the sale has been agreed on the 5.46 acre site in Ballyrain, which has been on the market for €1.4 million. With more, here's Greg Hughes.
In its description, the development includes 2.21 hectares, including 6,300 square feet of retail space and 12,640 square feet of a storage area. The site is located at the edge of a well-established residential area of Letterkenny and adjacent to general employment land use and zoning. It's also situated on Ballyrain Road, a busy relief road on the urban outskirts of the town, close to local IDA business parks, Primerica and the Letterkenny Institute of Technology. The site is said to offer excellent road frontage, which, it's being said, could lend itself to a range of development opportunities, all subject to planning permission. The site is zoned Opportunity Site 3 in the County Development Plan 2018 2018 to 2024. As per the development plan, the redevelopment of the Branfield site would be supported by the Council for Commercial, Tourism, Leisure and Small-Scale Retail Units.
The Green leader and Environment Minister says any work proposed for wind farm developments on bogland in Donegal should be suspended until it's certain such work would not cause peat spillage. Investigations are continuing into a serious incident at a wind farm site at Mean Bog, close to Barnesmoor Gap, with work on the development there currently suspended until the cause of a major slippage is determined. Minister Eamon Ryan says the government priority is protecting bogs. He says any proposed work that could damage them should be stopped.
There does have to be accountability, and it has to be investigated before any application, before any project is built. That's the role of our planning system, and including that, listening to local people, people with expertise, people with concerns on the ground. So absolutely, that has to be central to everything we do, is proper planning, proper environmental protection in our planning to make sure that events like this do never happen again. It's completely unacceptable. We all recognise that. We have to investigate what has happened, make sure that we've a proper understanding of it, and learn the lessons from that.
Well, at the very least then, do you think that any proposed work on these type of lands should at least be completely suspended until such time as this situation is investigated fully?
Yeah, I think I do think we have to protect our bogs, and if there's any instance where we fear that a similar occurrence might happen, yes, absolutely, we should make sure that we avoid that possibility. Protecting our bogs, we've just made a very significant investment, about 150 million euro 2 weeks ago, in actually protecting bogs. Those bogs are a hugely important store of carbon. They're very important in terms of how we manage our water quality and our flood management. So yes, protection of our bogs has to come first.
And that was the Minister Eamon Ryan, the leader of the Green Party, speaking there to Greg Hughes. Anti-racism training should be made compulsory for all teachers in Ireland. That's one of the demands of the Youth Against Racism and Inequality group, which is calling for Black, Migrant and Traveller history to be included in the history curriculum in Irish schools. A protest took place outside Leinster House this afternoon involving the group and supporters, Pavi Point among them. Among those supporting the protest was Donegal Senator Eileen Flynn, who says she totally backs what is being called for by the group. The founder of the Institute of Black Studies in Dublin, Dr. Eben Yosef, says the fight against racism starts with education.
We cannot change the future if the way we teach about these groups, or they are completely absent in our teaching. We have to remember that our education system really teaches us how to view people, how to respond to them, or what position they occupy in our history.
Gardaí are warning people not to click into links claiming to be from An Post about unsolicited parcel deliveries. They say they're receiving numerous reports of a scam where people receive messages relating to a parcel awaiting delivery, asking people to click on the link for further details. Gardaí say you should never respond to such texts. Instead, take a screenshot, delete the message and report the incident to your local Gardaí station.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with everything for the Donegal fan this Christmas. O'Neill's Donegal jerseys, training and leisure wear from the Raven Range, and stocking fillers like Donegal face masks and bobble hats. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 17 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with local soccer. Fianna Harps have announced the player of the season for the past 2 years. Mark Anthony McGinley has committed to the club for 2021. The goalkeeper played every minute of Harps' 2020 campaign, notching up 6 clean sheets, including 3 in the club's last 5 league games, which was huge in their push to stay in the Premier Division. His performances in October saw him finish runner-up in the Player of the Month award. He becomes the 7th player in recent weeks to re-sign from last season's squad. Well, Sligo Rovers have added midfielder Craig Bulger for the 2021 campaign. The 32-year-old heads west after spending the last 3 seasons with Shamrock Rovers. He also had successful spells previously with St Pat's and Cork City. Cross Channel, Leeds can go level in points with 8th-placed West Ham with a win over the London side in the Premier League tonight. The Yorkshire club have conceded the second highest amount of goals from set pieces in the top flight this season. And with their opponents a threat from those situations, boss Marcelo Bielsa is desperately trying to find a solution.
If up until this moment we haven't been able to resolve it, it shows that I haven't yet found the tool which will prevent this from happening.
Alisson is set to return in goal for Liverpool for Sunday's Premier League trip to Fulham. Republic of Ireland under 21 goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher has started the champions' last three games in the Brazilian's absence. Well, ahead of the big Manchester derby tomorrow, United midfielder Bruno Fernandes has today been named the Premier League Player of the Month for November, the third time that he has won the award since he arrived in January. Meanwhile, Tottenham boss Jose Mourinho has been named as the Manager of the Month as he guided Spurs to the top of the standings. One game in the Irish League Premiership tonight. It's the big game off the weekend. It's first against second. The leaders Larne hosting the defending champions Linfield. There's four other games to be played tomorrow, including Coleraine against Warren Point Town. Former Donegal GA chairman Micheál McGill-Aspig passed away earlier today. The Kilcar man made a significant contribution during his seven-year term in the 1980s. Micheál was one of the trustees of the GAA and was one of the men who signed the first cheque for the redevelopment of Croke Park. Micheál was a popular figure around GAA headquarters and was very much respected amongst his fellow members and the hierarchy of the association. Kevin McChrystal will take over as manager of the Tyrone Senior Ladies. This will be the second term in the high-profile role for the Carrick Moor man, who was in charge for a spell in the early noughties. McChrystal replaces Gerry Moen, who guided Tyrone to an All-Ireland Intermediate title in 2018 during his 5 years in charge. To rugby, Ulster are the first province into Heineken Champions Cup action. Dan McFarlane's side welcomed last season's semi-finalist Toulouse to Kingspan Stadium this evening. Ulster lost to the French side by 28 points in last season's quarter-finals. The head coach is expecting another tough task tonight, but feels they did learn from that heavy loss.
They were a great team then, and they're a great team now. They're packed full of very experienced and top quality players. In that game, we certainly didn't play as well as we can. You know, what we take from it is the fact that we created opportunities in that first half to put point pressure on them, and we didn't take those opportunities, and as a consequence, we didn't get the scoreboard ticking.
Kickoff in Belfast is at 8 tonight. Also this evening, Northampton take on Bordeaux from 5:30. Connacht have been deprived of four players for Sunday's trip to Racing. One member of the senior squad has tested positive for coronavirus, with three others deemed close contacts. Dave Heffernan, Finlay Bailham and Kieran Marmion will all start in Paris. Johnny Sexton, James Ryan and Kian Healy are all named on the Leinster bench for tomorrow's game away to French side Montpellier. Jimmy O'Brien will make his European debut at fullback. Damien De Haaland and Gavin Combs will both make their first European starts for Munster on Sunday. The underground side welcome Harlequins to Thomond Park. The most capped referee in world rugby, Nigel Owens, has brought his international career to an end after 17 years. Last month's Autumn Nations Cup game between France and Italy was his 100th and final test match. Owen says he will continue to referee Pro 14 games and community matches at local level to him in Wales. Finally, we go to golf. Graham McDowell has withdrawn from the DP World Tour Championship. He shot a second round 76 to reach the halfway stage at 5 over par. The lead in Dubai is held by Patrick Reed. With more, here's Dennis Kerwin.
Patrick Reed's bid to become the first American to ever win the race to Dubai got a big boost today with a hugely impressive round of 64 that gives him the halfway lead in Dubai on 10 under par. Matthew Fitzpatrick is his closest pursuer. He's two shots back on 8 under after a round of 68 as he bids to win this title for the second time in 5 years. A shot further back on 7 under are Tyrrell Hatton and Laurie Canter, with Tommy Fleetwood, Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer and Brandon Grace 4 behind Reed on 6 under. So the cream is rising to the top. With HalfpennyGolf.com, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
And that's it from the Highland Sports Desk for today. Chris Ashmore will be in studio tomorrow afternoon between 3 and 6. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Two men, one of them from Derry, have appeared in court in Belfast, charged with the murder of Dublin criminal Robbie Lawler. The 36-year-old, who was previously linked to the murder of Keane Mulready Woods, was shot in North Belfast earlier this year. With more, here's Gráinne Connolly.
37-year-old Adrian Holland from Woodley Terrace in Derry and 45-year-old Patrick Francis Tier of Thornbury Hill in Belfast appeared before Belfast Magistrates Court earlier. They're both charged with the murder of Lawler, who was gunned down outside a house in the Etna Drive area of Ardoyne in April. They're also charged with being in possession of a Star pistol 9mm with intent to endanger life. Appearing via video link, when asked if they understood the charges, both replied yes. The district judge adjourned the case until the 8th of January.
And the Inishowen Rivers Trust is receiving over €59,000 under the sustainability tranche of funding distributed by Rethink Ireland. The Trust is an environmental charity committed to protecting and enhancing the rivers and natural water bodies of Inishowen. Last year, the group launched the Inishowen River Guardians programme to provide specialised training to volunteers. Spokesperson Dr. Trish Murphy says this funding will allow that project to grow further.
A lot of it was sort of investigating the rivers and looking at what's happening on the rivers, and then we've started to get into actually working to improve the rivers this year. So we did a project on the Glenagannon River in September where we were building a revetment wall out of natural materials, and we used our volunteers. Some of them had trained with us the previous year, and we built this natural revetment out of brash and willow. Hopefully that will help the riverbank to recover and build itself up again.
And this money that's been allocated now will help to train more volunteers and hopefully help progress that work and get more work done in the coming months and years.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the training that we did with the River Guardians last year was really, really good, really useful for us going forward. So we had monitoring and surveying skills and then the practical skills, and we really put that to good use on the Glenagannon. So going forward, we're going to get more practical skills, kind of keep improving on the skills that we already have, so scaling up on that, but then bringing in new skills and techniques that we can use again down the line.
And Trish, if anyone wants to get involved, become a river guardian in the Inishowen area, what should they do?
If you go to our website and download our volunteer form, it's under the downloads button. So go in there, fill that in and send it back to us. Then we'll put you into our database. And when the schedule of courses is developed, then we'll send it out to you and people can start to register from there.
And that was Dr. Trish Murphy there. Weather forecast and Met Éireann tell us that light showers will continue this evening and tonight, becoming more isolated as the evening goes on. Lowest overnight temperatures 1 to 5 degrees Celsius, with winds light to moderate west-northwest in direction, backing southwesterly toward morning. A chance of some hill fog overnight in slack winds. A dry and bright day tomorrow with good sunny spells and some isolated showers, mainly in western areas. Highest temperatures 6 to 8 degrees Celsius in light to moderate southwesterly winds. Main stories and post-Brexit talks could go beyond Sunday's deadline, according to Germany's foreign minister. Heiko Maas says talks won't fail because a few more days are needed. However, the Taoiseach has admitted that the prevailing view in Brussels at the moment is that there won't be a deal. The government insists the rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine will be done in a safe and effective manner. The Taoiseach has received the report of the vaccine task force. It'll be discussed by Cabinet on Tuesday next. A further 12 coronavirus-related deaths confirmed today in Northern Ireland, with 538 new cases. Meanwhile, the circuit breaker lockdown that has been in place for the past 2 weeks in the north has ended. And an Inishowen councillor has described the incident rate of COVID-19 in his area as spiralling out of control. It comes as latest figures show the 14-day incidence rate of COVID in North Inishowen is over 6 times the national average. It's the highest incidence rate in the country. The second highest in the country is in Letterkenny. And that's in Highland Radio News for now. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 11th of December. The death has occurred of Matilda Ewing, Dunwiley, Stranorder. Funeral leaving McCool's funeral home, Ballybuffet, on Sunday afternoon following service of Thanksgiving at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Convoy Presbyterian Churchyard. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place in Clydebank of Joe Devlin, formerly of Caroan Burt. Graveside service in North Dalnotter Cemetery, Glasgow, on Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Due to government guidelines, the service is private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Donald Cannon, Church Road, Killybegs. Removal from his residence on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Due to current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please.
Family Flowers only please donations in lieu of desired to cancer research, care of any family member or McBrearty funeral directors. The death has occurred of Patricia Bradley, née Moore, Navaney, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving her late residence on Sunday morning at 22:11 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Crossroads. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam on the St Mary's Sesha O'Neill Facebook page. In compliance with current HSC and government guidelines, the house, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Francis O'Reilly, née Harkin, late of Donegal Place, Derry. Due to the ongoing pandemic, the wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Family Flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to the Foyle Hospice. And the death has taken place of John McLaughlin, Briney, Letcher, Cool Daff. John's funeral requiem mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please.